Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Get it? The Bert Show.
So the last 3 months that he's been having a great time with this new girl probably would have been eliminated had she told him about a brief profession that she engaged in that he doesn't necessarily agree in, but she kept it a secret. So let me ask you again. When you first start going out with somebody, at what point do you tell them that, I don't know, you have a child? Do you tell them that before? Do you tell them that on first date? Do you tell them that on third date? When?
I feel like if you're doing dating apps, that needs to be in your profile. I feel like before you even go on the first date, that needs to be out and about.
I agree. Before you go on the first date.
Yeah. When it comes to kids, I want to know before I even go out with you.
Agreed. All right. If you're still married, but you're separated, do you tell them before? Do you tell them first date? Do you not tell them at all for the first month or so?
I need to know that before.
Before the first date.
Honestly, I would have a little bit more grace with this one. It would have to be within the first two.
First two dates.
First two dates.
I think I'm with Abby on this. When we were talking about this earlier in studio, Cassie wanted me to run by you guys. STDs. You got an STD. You want to know that before you go out on the date, first date, or after you guys get intimate for the first time?
Dear God.
Hey, before you finish.
God, no.
I got to run some by you.
I don't think that's something you disclose on a date. I don't think medical information is anybody's business, except if you're going to be intimate. So before you were, if you know you're going to be intimate, however many dates that takes, some for people, that's a first date. For other people, that's like you're like 3 months in.
Mm-hmm.
Before you're intimate, then you disclose.
I mean, I'd like to know before the first date, but I don't think that would ever happen. So I agree that it would really come down to when are you usually intimate. If mm-hmm. that's the first date, then I want to know on the first date. If it's the third, then the third.
Yeah, before the clothes come off. You got to tell me.
Okay, that is a naked disclaimer. Okay.
Yes. You have to tell before that. I'd still go on the date. I just don't want to be blindsided.
Yeah.
You would want to know, like, immediately?
I don't know if I'd want to know immediately. I guess for me, it's also a waste of time. Like, why do you want to date somebody who, if you have something that they don't jive with, they're just going to drop you? Why would you even want to go on those dates?
I'm getting to the main one here in just a second. But let's say you've just decided that you are not having sex until you get married. That's just your values. It's not going to happen. Do you want to tell that to the person before you go out? Do you tell them that on the first date? Do you wait 3 weeks? When do you tell them that?
To me, that's a question about like values. And I feel like that will naturally come up in the conversations. So I don't think that needs to be like a, hey, it's our first date. Let me tell you what we're not going to do. I think that's definitely like a second, third or fourth date conversation.
I feel like that's acceptable any date between 1 through 3.
1 through 3.
Yep.
Okay.
Once again, I think it's like when you're getting to a place, if you're being physical, like once you get to a physical and that you want to like say, hey, by the way, I'm not doing intercourse until I'm married. I feel like that's when that gets disclosed. I don't think it gets disclosed on a date.
I wouldn't know that right off the bat.
Mm-mm.
Before the first date.
Even before the first date. Yep. Because that would be a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
Quite honestly. All right, now here's the major one. So this is a friend of mine and friend of a friend in San Diego. And has been going out with a girl now for 3 months, right? And they've both been very excited about each other, pretty typical. They're seeing each other 3-4 times a week now. So it's a pretty serious relationship. 3 months now, right? So she just breaks to him that, hey, there's something I need to tell you, right? So he's automatically assuming, oh, God, you're married, right? Okay, fine, bring it to me. She's like, no. I went through a period in Los Angeles when I moved out to California where for about a year I got into the adult film industry. and not like some amateurish stuff. Like, you can see my stuff on, like, mainstream adult film websites. Now, they are 3 months into their relationship. She did this for a year. I'm not exactly sure how long ago it was. So he is trying to accept it and is listening to what she's saying, but not exactly sure he can be in a relationship with something that, that's someone that has done that for a living. So I think they continue to go out that night. They have a great time. They have drinks, whatever. He goes back to his place. She even tells him where to find her videos if he really is super, like, curious about it. So he goes back to his place and he looks her up on these sites. She's pretty well known, even for just doing it for a year. And after watching it, said he absolutely can't go out with her again.
Oh, I imagine after watching it. Yeah, that would be
tough.
Yeah,
that would be very tough.
Because it's one thing to know somebody's sexual history. Like, a big thing with my generation is, like, when do you disclose body count? It's one thing to say, oh, I've slept with 200 guys. It's another thing to see it on the internet. So if I'm him.
He never should have done that. Why do you do that?
Yeah.
Because I can't speak for him. I mean, I think if you're looking at it from all angles, though, that maybe you might think that your imagination is worse than it really was.
No, he was done with the relationship. As soon as she told him, he was done. And so that's why you watched.
It would be a major turnoff. Like, I would have to see. If she said that to me, this is just my values. If she said that to me, I would have to go online and it would have to be almost like that Cinemax 2 in the morning stuff where they're doing it, but they're not really doing it for me to continue the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Like Game of Thrones. Good old Skinamax.
All right, old Skinamax, right?
The curiosity would have got me. Yeah. I think I would have known if I want to continue to date her, it'd be better for me not to see it. But once she gave me the link, man, I'm going. And it would have been over.
And once you watch it, it's done.
That's a wrap.
So when should you tell, getting back to the original question, when do you tell somebody that? I mean, because he's like, I'm 3 months into this thing. I'm 90 days in. I thought this was going to be great.
Well, what I would do is, after a couple of drinks, be like, so, have you ever watched porn? And if he admits to watching porn, then that's when I would admit to doing porn and be like, well, if it's okay for you to watch it, why is it not okay for me to do it?
Mm.
Ooh, oh, so that's checkmate.
Well, what if he says no, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's awkward, really fast.
Then you don't need to tell him because he's never going to find out.
Good luck out here, fellas.
I mean, I don't sit down and give my dating history or my job history to every dude I date. It was a job.
That is checkmate.
It's like, guys, he's kind of right. Every guy I date on the first night, I'm not like, I used to work at TGI Fridays.
Checkmate, game over.
The Burt Show.